agree or disagree.
Global Entrepreneurship Week is held annually from November 17th until November 23rd. Millions of people from around 150 countries participate in forums, competitions, and a wide range of events throughout the week that are aimed at identifying some of the most promising startups around the world, as well as to reach students and inspire them, and also connect everybody interested with potential mentors and investors. Hello and welcome to the program. I'm Marina Joshi, and in the studio with me today, I have Arik Afridan, who is the managing director at VCV, and Veronika Peshkova, who is a founder and a business trainer, general director of consulting company XCD Ventures. Thank you so much, Arik and Veronika, for joining me today to discuss the development of entrepreneurial environment here in Russia.
Hello, Marina. Thank you very much for the invitation. So we're really pleased to be here.
I'm very glad that you are here with me in the studio, because entrepreneurship is developing in Russia, and there's a lot being done to develop the entrepreneurial ecosystem here. And I know that both of you have participated in a unique project, if we can put it that way, that was set up by the Moscow government to train future entrepreneurs to develop that entrepreneurial atmosphere and spirit. Tell me more about it.
So the project, it is unique, but Moscow government already runs it for the third year. So this year is the third in running this project. And under this project, the Moscow small and medium enterprises, their managers and their founders have the opportunity to visit several countries over the world. For example, this year, the scholar trip, short-time scholarship arranged to UK, to USA, where me and Arik participated. Then it was the opportunity to visit China, to visit Germany and Switzerland.
Singapore also.
Singapore also. And what else?
Well, that's quite enough,
and
think.
Denmark.
Yeah.
And Denmark. Okay. Each scholarship is devoted to the particular issue of business. And as a result, this specific group of Moscow entrepreneurs was invited into each group.
So that's all very interesting, and I think very inspirational in many ways for entrepreneurs, for future startuppers, or you know, current startuppers who want to broaden their business horizons, meet new people, which is, of course, an important aspect of any business. Arik and you have met on this program. Arik, tell me more now about your experience with this project, how you were selected, and what do you do? What does your company do?
So this year, it was second time I participated to the program. So it was second time in Silicon Valley, San Francisco, United States. Well, last year, I just saw the information on Twitter. Mm-hmm. I just thought, why not to try and fill in the application. And I was so surprised that I was selected for the internship. For me, it was easy because I just filled in the application, nothing more. And then I received an email that I'm selected. So this year, it was more information about the internship. It was on Facebook, on different news, in media, etc. So I also chose Silicon Valley because the project I run, it's a video interviewing service. Mm-hmm. And the U.S. market is the biggest market for such tools. And I wanted to learn about that more.
Okay, so your company offers the market this tool, this solution, in terms of video interviewing, yeah? Is it something that you have created, or is it something that your company, there was somebody else behind this project?
I joined the project last year, and I joined the team who invented the project and the service. At the first, it was job board for candidates, and instead of text CVs, it was video CVs. I was invited to be as an external consultant to see what's wrong, because the business did go well. And then we decided to change the business model from job board to B2B tool to selecting the candidates. I mean, it's like screening tool before inviting them to the live interview. And after that consulting project, I was invited to join the team. And from June last year, I'm the part of the team.
Okay, well, that's certainly a very interesting solution there, video CVs. It's not something that is widely used here in Russia as a recruitment tool. So good news for you is that you are one of the pioneers in this project. But as you know, development goes, chances are that you will have more competitors, so you will have to readjust your strategy. Well, Veronika, you are a business trainer. You also are an entrepreneur. You help people to develop their businesses, yeah?
Yes, my business is to develop a business for small and medium enterprises, and mostly my clients are located in Moscow. I used this opportunity to visit the scholarship and also to visit Silicon Valley. For me, the reason was to understand what new technologies can I bring to Moscow, because one of my clients is Moscow government, mm-hmm. the department which is responsible for small and medium enterprises development in mm-hmm. our city. Last year, I prepared some recommendations for the department under the research which we have made. So my objective was to see new technologies and to understand how the Silicon Valley is so successful in the field of entrepreneurship incubation and in case of development, new ideas, especially in the field of information technologies and broad high-tech industries.
Okay, so basically you went there on an exploratory trip to see what strategies, what state-of-the-art techniques, trends could be imported and brought here. Now, as somebody who trains, as somebody who is in this field constantly, how would you assess the entrepreneurial environment in Moscow and in Russia?
I think that the major opportunity that we have in Moscow is that we have a market here.
Mm-hmm.
Then, from my point of view as a professional, when I compare the, for example, tax environment mm-hmm. in Russia with my colleagues from abroad.
Mm-hmm.
I see that for the small and medium enterprise, for me as an entrepreneur, I have rather beneficial tax regime compared to Western Europe or to the United States.
Okay, that's one big plus here, yeah?
Yeah, it is one of the big pluses here. Then, here there is an opportunity to find a market for yourself.
Sure.
The market is not so saturated as mm-hmm. it is in the mature countries, or mm-hmm. mature markets.
When you say the market is not saturated, what exactly do you mean? The market, what sort of services and products?
For professional services in any kind of the field. For example, what is similar in my service and in Eric's service? Both of us, we provide professional services in business-to-business segment.
Okay.
So our clients, my client and Eric's clients, they're businessmen.
Mm.
So they use our services to develop their business, to short their time, to improve their efficiency, mm-hmm. to achieve some edge in their business, to increase their profitability. And I think that one of the options that we can hear is that there are a lot of people who have creative ideas.
Okay, that's great. So that means that there is potential here in terms of human resources. There are people willing to become entrepreneurs, people who have ideas. Mm-hmm. They're quite creative. But that's not something that is enough. You know, you have to have something else to further promote your idea, to bring your ideas to the stage where they start making money. Your business begins to work and something needs to be done there. I mean, there's got to be a bridge between your ideas and between the stage where your business becomes successful.
So the major difficulty which people usually face at the first stage is the access to financial resources at the early stage of business development. Because majority of our entrepreneurs, first of all, they try to get a bank loan.
Mm-hmm.
But our bank system is so focused on the businesses who already have 2 or 3 years history of
established businesses.
Mm-hmm. They need to provide it profitable financial statements.
Sure. That's the problem. How do you solve this problem?
Yes, money. I think money is always the
money
first
makes
thing.
The world
around. Yeah. This is the most important thing when you start the business. And talking about startups in Russia, as Veronika said, it's really important to have money and access to money. This is the biggest difference between United States
East and West.
And the Russian market. I mean, in terms of startups and in investment markets, venture investors. Because how I saw in Silicon Valley that every startup like receive. I know several offers from different investors. In Russia, you need to, knock on many doors. Yeah, many doors to find investment. And here is in Russia, it's not really popular at the moment. It's becoming popular, but it's not yet still as it is in the States to get money on stage when you have only the idea.
See, that's the problem for investors and maybe for somebody like you, Veronika, to, since you are affiliated with the Moscow government, to somehow promote this idea, to create the system that helps young entrepreneurs to start. Yeah,
there is a system which provides the professional assistance to the entrepreneurs. For example, the state company Small Business of Moscow, they provide consulting services. They can provide some financial aid from Moscow government for startups, and they have a system of a lot of educational programs.
Okay.
For example, in a week we start a specific educational program for Moscow entrepreneurs, small and medium enterprises in the IT sector. And a lot of information which I got in my scholarship in seminars in Silicon Valley, I think that this information and these technologies can be adopted by Moscow.
Okay. Well, what's interesting that Ari mentioned earlier to me is that, for example, in the Silicon Valley, why it's easier for young startups and entrepreneurs to start their business is that because there are people who believe in their ideas and business in Moscow or in Russia, for that matter. It's very difficult sometimes to convince business angels or venture investors to believe in your idea, in your project. And this is, I guess, the most difficult problem, the biggest challenge that entrepreneurs face. Do you agree or disagree, Ari?
I would agree, but I would say that it's not about idea, because I think there are great ideas also in Russia. I think it's about the development of the market as a whole, because, you know, Skolkovo or other organizations helping us as the startupers, in just a couple of years, maybe 5 years, but in the States, it's more than 50 years, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So the market is so developed that it's so easy to find anyone or any organization to develop your business.
That is true, because the market has its own infrastructure, and
yes,
it's well-established. It's been around for decades, and here is just beginning. So it, too, has its advantages and disadvantages, because it's young.
Yeah.
And there's so many directions that you
and
can take.
At the same time, because the market is young, the one of the side is very limited number of our people. Because in Moscow there are a lot of people who have money and who are looking for opportunities to invest this money, to invest with a reasonable rate of risk return. But in our market there is no tradition how to invest your personal money into entrepreneurial projects.
Yes.
That's right, because people are afraid.
Yes.
Do you agree?
But people not so afraid. First of all, people do not think about it.
Okay, that's one thing.
And don't trust, I think.
They do not trust.
Mm-hmm.
They do not trust. Why? First of all, how to protect your investment.
But is it possible to do that? I mean, how can you protect your investment?
How do I protect my investment? First of all, I trust my partners.
That's a good thing.
First of all, I trust my partners.
But what if your partners fail you?
Mm-hmm.
Then it will be a blow to you.
In some cases, yes. But on the other hand, in our country, my impression from being in the United States, that they also, the investors in States, being so open on the first stage, in reality, they are looking for people who can be their long-term partners.
Of course. I mean, they have to be cautious. They have to exercise a certain degree of caution there because, after all, you're investing your money. But some investors, there are investors who are experienced. There are investors who are young, and maybe their funds are not that unlimited. So they have to be very cautious. And that's why over here, I mean, the tradition of investing is also very young. And investors, too, are more cautious, perhaps, than their counterparts in the West. So that's the thing. Now, another interesting thing that I wanted to ask you, is it really possible to learn to be an entrepreneur? Because some say that you have to be born to be an entrepreneur, to have that entrepreneurial flair, that sort of spark. But to learn to be an entrepreneur is almost next to impossible. Do you agree or disagree, Ari?
I would say both, probably. I know people who start running business even at school, selling some products to their friends, etc. So, of course, the person is born as a businessman. So, you know, there are so talented people who can run business, and they just need some sort of
motivation.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And some information probably and access to information.
Agree or disagree?
Hello, welcome back. I'm Marina Joshi, and today we're talking about entrepreneurship in Russia and in other parts of the world, comparing the trends that exist here in this country. And with me today in the studio, I have Veronika Peshkova, who is a founder, business trainer, and general director of XCD Ventures, and Arik Akhverdyan, who is a managing director of VCV. Thank you very much for coming over to the studio today. Well, Veronika, what are your thoughts on entrepreneurship in Russia and just in general? Do you think it is possible to learn to be an entrepreneur?
Sometimes I agree with that it is possible to learn to be an entrepreneur. However, the first characteristic of such a people is the people who are able to take risk. At the same time, in our country, traditionally, you are entrepreneur and at the same time, you are a top manager of your company.
Okay.
But what's the difference? When you are a manager, you have a resource and you try to manage this resource to achieve the profit from it and to minimize your risk. When you are entrepreneur, you are a person who must take a risk to find an opportunity on the market and to recruit some resources which are necessary to realize this opportunity. So to be at the same time an entrepreneur and a top manager, sometimes it is very, very complicated task.
I would say always, almost always, because it's two different type of people.
It's not different type of people. It's like, is it possible to learn how to sing?
Yes, it is.
But
you have to have a talent. Natural talent.
Yes, but on the other hand, you can have a natural talent, but if you are not educated as singer, you'll not be so professional.
That's right. Yeah.
At the
you
same
may not
time,
even if, know that you have the talent. You won't know unless you try.
Yes.
But
yes,
the same is with entrepreneurship. You can be learned to be an entrepreneur, to understand how to do it, to be more or less effective in it. But at the same time, you can be talented. But in this case, you must have your team which can structure your ideas.
Okay, and support you in some way.
And support you and to provide you an opposite mind to your ideas.
Okay, yeah, that's a great one, I think, here, because your team supports you and challenges you at the same time, because you see how different people work, and they, again, are your resource, your human resource, you people that you rely on, and the people that constantly keep you sharp, you know, because they constantly give you new ideas, and they challenge you in many ways. That is true. So you won't know unless you try. All right, so many people want to try, so many people have creative ideas, but then the statistics of successful startups is sometimes very sobering, you know. We discussed with Arik earlier, it's 1 out of 10 and maybe actually worse than that. Why is it that so many startups fail?
First of all, it is the market. It's like, as we were told in Silicon Valley, so the success of successful startups in Silicon Valley, it's like a Cinderella story.
Okay.
And the first question is, where and when will be the ball?
What if it never comes? Is it possible or?
It is possible, especially if you have an idea in creative segment, in high-tech segment. We were told in Silicon Valley that out of just idea in somebody's mind, not only 1 from 10, 1 from 10, it is the statistic when the startup is already established.
Okay.
But from the stage of I have an idea to a successful product on the high-tech market, the statistic in Silicon Valley is 1 of 3,000. It depends on the stage. But if you even tried to come to the ball, you will never marry a prince.
Well, at least you can say you've been to the ball. You've met other people who could be as great as a prince.
Yeah, maybe you can't marry on this ball, but on the next ball, you may meet the prince and marry him.
Yeah, well, maybe what counts is the fact that you were invited to the ball. You've been there. You can say that you've been there, you tried your best, and you have succeeded in a certain way.
What I want to say that usually startups in Silicon Valley, especially it's in technology. And when you start startup, you have a great idea, but there is no proof that it will succeed because there are no market. So like our service, video interviewing tool on the recruitment market in Russia, so we didn't know if it will be successful here or not until you try. So that's why everyone, I mean, who is making startup, they should try and be... You should feel the market, and if market doesn't accept your product, maybe you need to change something to offer something new, as we did, I mean, changed our business model, and now we are successful selling our services.
That's a good point here, because sometimes it's a great idea. Startups offer something to the market that should work, you think, because it's answers to so many consumers' needs, and you would think, oh, it's a great idea. But then something goes wrong, in the stage, like you said, Veronica, from your idea to implementation to becoming a successful one. Something in that chain of activities and events goes wrong, either wrong strategy or the timing, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Or and, a team.
I would say it's always about team. Mm. The wrong strategic, wrong timing, and et cetera, it's always about team. And all investors, they are saying that, we were told in Silicon Valley, that the main priority and main criteria investing to the company or to the startup is team. To see, because, you know, if you trust to the team and this team is really passionate to succeed, they will do everything to succeed. So because I'm sure there are lots of people who had an idea of social networks, but only one person was really successful in making that, or other products, I don't know.
How do you select your teams then? How do you make sure that you have a successful team? You have the team that is capable of removing all the obstacles, that is capable of getting there.
I'm from recruitment. It's okay. Maybe easier for me to answer. And there are three main criteria. It's professional skills, personal skills, and motivation. Mm-hmm. I would say that motivation is the biggest for me criteria to hire people, because when they believe in the idea, when they believe in you as a manager or as a leader of that project, they will go through all problems and challenges you may have. So if there are no maybe enough professional skills, you always can teach your team on different topics.
Okay, so you need to analyze and assess your weaknesses and then decide on a plan, how to turn the weaknesses into strength, yeah? How to turn your minuses into pluses.
Agree or disagree?
Going back to your trip abroad that was organized by the Moscow government, the project that was organized to foster the entrepreneurial spirit here, you said that some of the startuppers, young entrepreneurs, went to the States, the Silicon Valley. Some went to China. Some went to Denmark and other countries. And what determined the choice of places that people went to?
First of all, it was the topic of each trip arranged. Mm-hmm. For example, the trip to UK, one of them was devoted to the issues of professional services and developing of high margin mm-hmm. professional services business model. Because as you know, in UK, one of the first article of British export is financial services. The second one is educational services. So it's not something related to industrial production.
Not really, no. It's all intellectual.
Only intellectual. Mm-hmm. And in Moscow, there are a lot of opportunities to develop the professional services and to run your own business in the field of professional services. So people from this industry, they visited this trip. Then there was a trip to Germany and Switzerland, mm-hmm. which was devoted to medical services development.
Oh, that's another interesting field.
Also, the market here is developing, the market is growing, and there are a lot of opportunities for new companies to enter this market. Then the trip to Denmark is devoted to creative industries. Mm-hmm. And in Denmark, where the trip is run now, so they're in Denmark right now. And today, preparing for this interview, I have spoken to one of the persons
who is there right now.
So they're visiting the World Competition of World Creative Corp. It is world competition for small entrepreneurs in creative industries. Mm-hmm. And the winner of the competition, which took in Russia, so he presents his project
wow.
on this. And other entrepreneurs have an opportunity to meet a lot of people at this event.
Share their thoughts.
Yes, share their thoughts, experience, and technologies and ideas.
Well, it seems that the environment that you had a chance to be exposed to provides a lot of ideas, and there's a lot of exchange. Yes, there is competition. Competition is tough. We have to remember that 1 out of 10 success rate here. So competition indeed is tough. But my impression is that when you are an entrepreneur, a lot depends on your own capabilities. For example, if you work for a company, you can blame your failure on so many factors. But when you are an entrepreneur, you know that things that sometimes the reason why you fail is inside you. So you have to analyze what you personally have done wrong and what you can do to readjust your strategy and somehow review what you've been doing.
If something goes wrong, I understand that this is team I hired. This is the project I did. This is the timing I put, etc. So, and this gives a force to know what can I change. Because when I understand that this is my responsibility, I can understand what to do and what to change.
So it's important not to blame others, but to look at yourself first and as a source of a problem and then somehow change your ways and try to somehow improve things.
Exactly.
And in order to convince your team to believe in you as a leader.
That's probably one of the challenges because it's very important and very difficult sometimes to motivate people. How do you do that?
First of all, I need to motivate myself.
Good
so
point.
If I believe in what we are doing, if I have a goal in front of me, if I understand what's the reason to have this goal, if I can explain the particular steps to my team, in this case, I think it is much easier for them to follow me. If they understand why we are going and how we are going.
Because, you know, motivation is one of the things that is very difficult sometimes to develop in your employees, in members of your team. But then again, it's not their business, it's your business.
Yes. You see, I came to the way to be an entrepreneur. Mm-hmm. Before starting my own company, I had made a managerial career, absolutely classic managerial career.
Yeah.
I worked for several companies and I went to the world of entrepreneurship from the top manager position, where I have more than 200 subordinates in the company. So what the difference? How I motivated people in a big company and how I do motivate my people in my own small company. When you work for a big company, for a corporation, you are very often, you are limited by your job description, by your position. And even if you want to cross-functional development, in a big company, sometimes it is
rather difficult. It's
difficult.
Impossible, yeah, because there are limits.
It is possible. It is project activities. In big companies, it is possible. So if you want, sometimes you can find a way around. However, in many cases, you are limited by your job description.
Mm.
But when you work for a small company, you and, for example, you are an employee of a mid-level employee. So if you come to a big company, you will have a certain level of salary and certain level of job responsibilities. Mm. You will be very limited. But in a small company, you will have an opportunity to try yourself in a lot of spheres.
Yeah, so there's room for creativity. There's room for professional development. There in many skills, like you said, cross-section of skills, yeah?
Yes.
You have the freedom to try your talent and see and test how things work.
You know, a big thought I learned from an internship in Silicon Valley was make mistakes.
So mistakes could be seen as opportunities
to
improve and to learn something out of this experience and then, you know, move on. And finally, what advice would you give to someone who is at the crossroads?
Try.
Keep trying.
Keep trying. At least once.
Mm-hmm.
Because it is much more reasonable to try, maybe to make a mistake, then just sitting at the table and just dreaming. I can try and I could try afterward.
Yes, and if at first you don't succeed, try again, as the saying goes. And Arik, what is your advice?
I would say never give up and don't be afraid to make mistakes. So this is really important. Try and try until you succeed.
Well, it's very positive, very enthusiastic, and I hope some of the people who listen to our program will get some motivation and will indeed be brave enough to try. Thank you so much for coming over to the program. And with me today, I had Arik Avridan, who is a managing director at VCV Company Moscow, and Renika Peshkova, a founder and a business trainer, general director of consulting company CD Ventures.
Thank you, Marina, for inviting us. It was really a pleasure to be here.
Thank you.
Thank you.